know her from the motion pictures. You know her music. You're into the music scene at all. She appeared at Lollapalooza on Friday night and just tore the place up. She's an amazing performer. Before she hit the stage, though, we were lucky to score an exclusive one-on-one interview with Janelle Monáe, talking about a big benefit that she was doing at the Museum of Contemporary Art.
So A Beautiful Future is an initiative that I've partnered with Belvedere on, and one of the things that inspired the Beautiful Future campaign was my organization, Femme the Future. And Femme the Future is a grassroots movement around helping women, those who identify as women, my trans women, who are in music and film and in technology, who want opportunities, that they're there but don't have the platform. They're not being heard. And so what I want to do is create opportunities, more opportunities for women, and more mentorship programs. And we partnered on that, and we did these brunches where we brought all these directors and producers and all these powerful women together. And we said, hey, let's keep this conversation going, because for them, getting those opportunities represented a beautiful future. And yeah. It's like, what represents a beautiful future for other marginalized voices? And so that's really what it's about, creating this conversation around community, around self-expression, and celebrating those who need to be celebrated.
I can't think of too many other artists who are as known for their art, mm-hmm. in your case, music and acting, as they are for their social and political consciousness. It seems to me, as an observer, you're just as busy with that as you are your day job. Am I correct on that?
Listen, it's all one life. And I think at a young age, you know, when you grow up in a big family like I did, I have 50 first cousins.
What?
So we're our own community. Like,
yeah.
My mother had a lot of sisters and brothers. My grandmother was this incredible matriarch, and she took care of people, and she taught me about community. Like, I don't feel whole when I'm not contributing to my community.
Is there a downside to that? I mean, you do so much good for others. You empower so many others. You make others feel like, I'm okay. There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with me. I see Janelle doing things. I can do things. But you must take some flack from it as well.
I think the pressure that I get is the pressure I put on myself. I think I can be doing more. You know, I look at so many community organizers who have their boots on the ground. They are marching. They are, you know, outside, you know, with signs. They're in the rooms, and they are really, really creating bills and laws. And every day, maybe they're working with kids in disadvantaged environments. Maybe they're in homeless shelters. Maybe they are, you know, just doing things that I wish that I had more time to do.
Yeah.
So I try to do what I can. You know, I am an artist, and my art is important, and I don't feel complete when I'm not working on an idea, when I'm not working on a song, when I'm not working on a film. That's my purpose, and I love to create socially conscious music and art, and radical art, and I try as much as I possibly can to shine the light on others. A friend of mine, we were talking, and her name is Angela, and Angela said, how you use your light is your legacy. Do you want to use your light to shine it just on yourself, or do you want to use your light to shine on others? And I had to really think about that, and I sat with it for a few days, and you know, I knew the answer, but I really had to think about it. And the answer was, I want to use my light to shine light on other people as well, not just myself.
You've been so vocal about so many things, including the upcoming presidential election. Have you been watching the debates? Have you been, you know, sort of active as, watching what's going on?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is one of the most important times to be watching. It's always important to be watching the local elections, and these elections where people are trying to become the next president. I have not endorsed anyone yet. I'm definitely voting Democrat. I will be watching closely, and I'm listening to what people are going to be saying about white supremacy. I'm listening to what the candidates will be saying about white nationalists, racism, bigotry, obviously jobs, women's rights, women's reproductive rights. Like, I'm listening, and I'm paying very close attention.
Yeah. I left Perry Farrell an hour ago, and he said that his, you know, I asked him what his, he's done Lollapalooza for so many years, what are his goals this time, without batting an eyelash, said his mm-hmm. goal this time is to register as many people
Absolutely.
To vote as possible at Lollapalooza, which I, you know, guys like him, people like you,
that's
admirable that you care that much about the future.
Well, we're humans.
And others.
We're humans. Like, regardless of how many shows we get to do or how much we become famous, we still have to sleep in this country. We still live here. We still have, you know, folks in our family who are working everyday jobs, who are really feeling the repercussions of what the government is doing and what this president is doing, and the GOP, what they're doing, all the things they're trying to repeal and the rights they're trying to take back. And so for me, it's like, I have to remain engaged as a citizen. We literally depend on each other for survival as a civilization. And I don't feel okay in my spirit or my soul resting in my success and blocking out, you know, what everyday people are going through.
Right. I think that's key this time. Lollapalooza. There's so much buzz and excitement about your performance there. What can you tell us in the way of what we can expect?
Well, I'm super honored to be here and to be playing in Chicago and at Lollapalooza. I watched some of my favorite artists grace that stage, and you know, I'm thankful for the artists who have come before me and opened up doors. And you're going to get an experience. You will get an experience and memories I hope that we can make and you never forget.
And she definitely delivered on all of that Friday night out in Grant Park.